dropping out of school can have implications for years, as we've just talked about. But success in school can come from a lot of things: intelligence, good attitude, supportive home environment, and good habits. And one of those habits might be particularly important: the habit of showing up every day. Jaylen Brown is about to graduate from Riverhead High School in New York, and she never missed a day of school for 13 years. She's an honors student and a varsity basketball player. We caught up with her after her last day of classes, of course, at her home in Riverhead, New York. Jaylen, welcome to the program, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And I just want to emphasize, of course, you are not missing school to talk to us. I just thought I would. She was like, no, that would never happen. Seriously, 13 years, you never felt like sleeping in, never had a headache, didn't want to go.
Well, I had headaches, sniffles, but I just bought a box of tissues, took a little medicine, and just went on to school.
Did you set it as a goal to never miss a day of school when you started school? Or was it just something that just kind of happened?
Well, I've been getting certificates ever since elementary school and then in junior high. And then I knew that they also had certificates here at high school. So I said, I can make 13 years if I really put my mind to it. And why quit now when I've been going for the years that I've been going?
Do I have it right that perfect attendance is kind of a family affair?
Yes, my cousin and my older sister also got perfect attendance in school for 13 years, and my sister for 11 because she was down south in Virginia and moved up here when she was in second grade.
So she kind of set an example for you.
Yeah, exactly. My dad always told me that you could be like your sister, not missing a day, so I just wanted to be just like her.
Those aren't always words that achieve the desired effect, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could be just like your sister. It doesn't have the same effect on everybody.
Yeah, well, we're 11 years apart, so we never really argued or like had to share things, so it's really a big gap in age. Like, so I always looked up to her.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure she's glad to hear that too. Now, you know, you were telling one of our producers that you actually don't really like school, but you like being in school. Do I have that right?
Yes, well, not a lot of people like doing the work, like the work ethic, but I love to make people happy and laugh, and I just love seeing people with smiles on their faces every day because that's what gets my day going.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We are speaking with Jaylen Brown. She is graduating from Riverhead High School in New York after 13 years of perfect school attendance. That actually, what you just said is interesting to me because I think that could be kind of inspiring to other kids who think that, well, to have perfect attendance, you just have to love the work and love being there. And it seems to me that what you're saying is that there are lots of ways to get motivated. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Like I said, every morning I motivate myself to go to school, even though if I'm like a little sick or like if I'm sore after a practice or a game the other night, I just still motivate myself to go to school because I knew I had a perfect attendance till now and I never wanted to quit.
And even with your basketball schedule, I mean, also with your athletic schedule,
yes.
I think some people might be interested to hear that because you can certainly see a scenario where going to games, getting in late, having to stay up late to do homework that you might not have gotten finished.
Yeah, that was like every night for me for basketball. Like usually I would not get into like 9:30 or like in the spring with my AAU traveling team. I used to always go up to the city for practice and I wouldn't get home until 11:30 and then would have to go to school the next day. So it was kind of hard and like tiring going to school, but I still got up out of bed and went to school.
How early did you have to get up?
I get up every morning at 6 o'clock for the past 4 years to go to high school.
And 6 o'clock, and you know, did you know that teenagers apparently are notorious for needing to sleep?
Yes.
Did you like dream of sleep?
Yeah, well, you definitely during basketball season, like I always wanted to sleep, but I know I couldn't like sleep in. I had to go to school on time and finish the school day. I knew I would come back home and take a nap.
Well, we are catching you just after you finished, and I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
And what are you going to do this summer?
This summer, just catch up with some friends before they go to college, and I start summer league in July at my college.
And where are you going to college?
I'm going to CW Post University.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations. Do you think you're going to try to maintain your streak there?
Yeah, hopefully I can. I'm going to keep on trying my best. I'm going to give it 100% and see if I can get a perfect attendance in college also.
Well, I'm going to keep a good thought for that. Yeah, Jaylen, I'm sure that there are a lot of people listening to the program, probably mainly parents, I'll just be honest about this, who are wondering what they can say to their kids who aren't as motivated as you to kind of maybe give them a little bit of what it is that you have? Do you have any wisdom to inspire people who would like to follow in your footsteps but aren't really sure they can do it?
Well, I think anybody can do it if they really set their mind to it. Like, just not seeing a school as just work, 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 but just seeing your friends and laughing with your friends and, like, because you never know what happened the next day, and just have fun with it. Like, even though there's a lot of work with homework, testing, and stuff, there's still people around you that makes your day much better.
That was Jaylen Brown. She is a graduating senior at Riverhead High School in New York. She managed to go 13 years with perfect attendance, and she joined us from her home on Long Island, New York. Jaylen, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to you, and we know we're going to hear great things from you in the future.
Thanks for having me.